Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Mockery Manor is free and always will be, but it's not free to make. If you'd like to support the show, you can become our patron on Ko-fi. Go to ko-fi.com/longcatmedia to chat with us, unlock bonus episodes, music albums, exclusive merch, and more. That's ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. Thank you.
Previously on Mockery Manor, George patches up JJ after she catches a punch from Graham's widow. Betty and Fennec fail to track down Rick the security guard. Bobby threatens to expose Kirstine's affair with someone called Jacob. And Kirstine threatens to expose something about Bobby. And finally, Parker tells JJ about the creepy shrine he found at the cottage. But before they can do anything about it, the police arrive to arrest her. And that's you all caught up. Y'all enjoy the episode now.
Longcat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 3, Episode 7, Moon Madness.
That's right. Welcome, everybody.
Right, can we order some drinks, please?
No. I'm not a waitress. I'm the hostess. A spotty teenager will be along shortly to take your order. Oi, Jeff, these people need to order. Welcome, everybody, to the Fourspurs Saloon in the town of Fourspurs. Who am I? I am the nameless mystic from the hit song Fourspurs by Clayton Woodrow. May he rest in peace. Let me tell you about today's specials. So first we have Clayton ribs, which seems a little insensitive now.
Were you there when it happened? Did you see him fall?
What do you mean? No comment. Be sure to reserve a seat for the seance experience in the back parlour. Just $4.99.
My cousin saw him fall. She was near the front.
What's wrong with these people? Ghouls, the lot of them.
She said he was drunk. That's why he fell.
He wasn't drunk.
Don't engage with them, Bernard.
Did you hear? There's police over at Mockery in the woods.
Gosh, did you hear that, Magenta? Police.
I did.
Has someone else been hurt? Have they arrested anyone?
I reckon they found another body. Did they find another body?
Darling, I think we should do the medley, Taming the Wild Beasts.
Good idea, Bernard.
People of Fourspurs, it is my pleasure to serenade you all with a medley of Clayton's greatest hits.
Count me in, Bernard.
One, two, three, and...
And what? Oh, was I supposed to sing?
Yes, it goes one, two, three, and. The and is in place of the four.
Well, why can't you just say four?
Well, I could do if that's easier.
All right, stop talking, Bernard.
All right. One, two, three, four.
And the year is 1820, and the West is still untamed, and a town out in the nowhere is about to earn its name. They're about to learn a lesson about sticking to their word, and you're about to learn about the town they call Fourspurs. Oh, shut up! Who threw that? Did someone throw a Slush puppy, are you trying to kill me?
Popsy's not been home since dinner. It's very unlike her.
We don't do missing cats, ma'am. Have you tried putting posters
in? Now, look here. Somebody's drawn a cock and balls on my Persian.
Has anyone seen the keys to the evidence locker? I can't remember where I put them.
I can't believe someone's framing JJ. Why her, of all people?
Could be any number of reasons. Bad luck, convenience, obsession, revenge.
Oh, revenge. Maybe we should make a list of all the people JJ's ever pissed off.
That's quite a list.
Oh, geez, what if it's the Yakuza?
It's not really their style, is it? Oh, I need to talk to her. I feel like I'm groping for answers wearing boxing gloves. Right, that's it. I've had enough.
Where are you going?
Front desk. We've waited long enough. Come on.
Cock and ball.
Fill this out, sir.
Hello, us again.
What's your mate?
When do I get to see my sister JJ?
Look, miss, I told you earlier.
You told me precisely nothing.
If you wait in the seating area, someone
will... Tell me who's in charge of the Clayton case. I want to speak to them.
Leave your number and I'll pass it on.
I want to speak to them right now.
Betty.
You need to calm down, miss.
Let me handle this. Bloke whisperer, remember?
Next.
Mate, one sec. I'm sorry about her. She can be a right handful.
Parker?
Here, you see the football scores?
You two need to piss off, sharpish. Go on, sling your hook.
Oh, good work.
But, mate,
Don't leave right now, I will personally throw you both in a holding cell.
Whoa, what's going on here?
Finnick!
Finnick?
What?
Chris, is that you?
Mate, bloody hell, I haven't seen you in years.
Bloody hell, what's Finnick doing here?
We're working together on the Clayton case.
You're doing what?
It's fine. He's trying to help us.
You look different.
It's the beard. Better than a paper bag, eh?
I don't know. Maybe that's why you half left you.
Finnick, this man won't tell us what they're doing with JJ.
Yeah, do you know these two?
Sadly. I'll deal with them, Chris. Walk with me, you two.
Give him a good beating, yeah?
Wait!
Leave it, Armstrong. I've got intel.
You have?
Over here. Away from the coppers. You too, Parker.
Betty, can we trust him?
Shh, Parker. What's the news, Finnick?
I've just come from the cottage. Forensics are on the scene. Used to play darts with one of them. He told me there was a squirrel in a bowl.
We know. I already told her, didn't I, Betty?
He did.
Did you also tell her there was a hypodermic needle sticking out the squirrel's arse?
Oh, what? No. There was?
A hypodermic needle?
Didn't want to look that close at the squirrel's arse, did I?
What kind of hypodermic needle? Like the one I found on the mine train track?
Yep, exactly the same as the one used on Clayton.
Wait. So you're saying someone stabbed Clayton with an hypodermic needle? Like, drugged him? And that's why he got confused and fell off the roller coaster? Oh, God. Does that mean... someone drugged the squirrel before they murdered it?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, so why was there a needle in the squirrel?
To make it look like JJ practiced on a squirrel before she tried it on Clayton.
Oh, no.
That is the conclusion the police are coming to, yeah.
This really doesn't look good.
Speaking of, the results for the mine train hypodermic are back from the lab. No prints, too smashed up.
Damn it. If only I hadn't landed on the damn thing.
Indeed. But they did find trace elements of what it once contained. Epinephrine, also known as adrenaline.
Blimey.
Clayton was drugged with adrenaline. Why not poison of some kind?
For Clayton, adrenaline was poison. Clayton Woodrow had a serious heart condition.
Of course.
No doubt the killer intended him to suffer a cardiac arrest. I imagine the killer thought it would be quick, but instead...
Instead, he staggered along the train tracks. Looking for help.
Mr. Parker, does Mockery keep a stock of adrenaline by any chance?
Why would they?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was an incident a couple of summers ago. A man got stung by a wasp and had this massive allergic reaction. After that, we ordered some stuff for anaphylactic shock. JJ and I, we trained the staff what to do. How to administer the adrenaline. Yeah, it's in the first aid hut. But it's in a locked cupboard. Only park employees have access.
Like JJ, you mean? Damn it, this doesn't look good at all.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Hold your horses. Without prints or physical evidence to directly tie it to the scene or the murder weapon, they can't charge her just yet. But it'll certainly refocus the investigation.
So you think they'll let her go soon?
Indeed.
Okay, good. Really need to talk to her. In the meantime, I'll try and find that letter you told me about Parker. The one from Mrs. Wainscote asking JJ to meet her at the mine train.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's in her room. I can help.
You two go. I'll stay here. I told Rick I'd meet him here at 2.
Who's Rick?
Do you mean the security guard from the mine train?
Yeah, finally tracked him down.
Have you spoken to him yet? What did he say? Did he see anything?
He did, but you're not going to like it.
Why?
He told me he saw someone coming out of the mine train during the blackout and tried to stop them.
Oh, no.
Rick didn't think it was important at the time, seeing as everyone was saying the fall was an accident. I've put him straight, so now he wants to file a report.
Oh, no.
But if it was dark, he couldn't have seen anything. Not really.
He had a flashlight. Rick said it was a girl wearing a very distinctive hoodie. And the description he gave me of the girl, well, I think you know who he saw.
JJ.
Shit.
When were you going to tell me?
I only found out this morning. Parker told me.
JJ only told me last night.
More to the point, why didn't you tell me that Rick was about to dob my sister in?
I just did, didn't I? I knew you'd be like this.
You mean unhappy that my sister's being stitched up like a kipper? Yes? What a strange reaction I'm having. Fennec, you need to stop Rick from talking to the police.
I'm not going to do that.
But this'll place her at the scene of the crime, and she's innocent.
Armstrong, I will not conspire to withhold information from the police.
It's not withholding, it's delaying until I can figure out what's going on. Please, please, Fennec.
What you're asking me to do is... It's not pucker. Like, not pucker at all.
But you don't trust the police to investigate properly. You told me that. You know what they'll do with this information. They won't dig any deeper. It'll be, case closed, JJ did it, let's all go to the pub. Just give me a couple of days, Fennec. Then I will personally escort Rick to the police station.
Please, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, Parker and I should go. You stay here to
deal
with
Rick. Yeah, yeah. Jesus, what am I doing?
We should stay in touch over the next few hours. Parker, can you arrange for a walkie-talkie to be dropped to Fennec?
Yeah, I guess so.
Won't work. The range is too small.
Damn it. Okay, how about...
Betty Armstrong.
Huh? What?
I should have known you'd be here.
Oh, Christine. Hello.
What's she doing here?
Bailing out your sister, huh?
She must have heard about the cottage.
Is everything all right?
If I'd have known, I would never have hired you.
Known what?
My P.I.'s twin sister is the lead suspect in my husband's murder. Isn't that hilarious? Talk about a clash of goddamn interests.
No, 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 Christine. I can assure you JJ is in no way involved in your husband's death. Or rather, she is involved, but only because someone framed her.
Sure. And I suppose she didn't write all those crazy letters then, huh?
Letters?
What do you mean?
What letters
crazy are you talking about?
Your goddamn sister sent my husband hundreds of letters over the last year. But you know what? We keep every crazy-ass fan letter that's ever sent to us. All on file, in case anything ever happens. And Anna Lou's arranging for them all to be sent here, so the police and you can see how twisted your sister really is.
No, it can't be her. She wouldn't.
Wait. Christine, are you saying JJ's been stalking Clayton?
No, Abilene's a stalker, not JJ.
No, Betty, there's another stalker besides Abilene. George told me about her. She sends letters with a UK postmark.
Mm-hmm, and the last one said she'd see him at the concert. How about that? I guess she didn't have to travel far, huh? Betty, why didn't you tell me who your sister was when I hired you?
Because I didn't know any of this.
Excuse me. Sorry for interrupting. Madam, when did you become aware that one of your husband's stalkers was the manager at Mockery?
What? I don't know. I guess when we first got to the manor. And yes, okay, I know now we should have left as soon as we heard that name, but we didn't, and I will regret that forever.
Why didn't you leave?
Because Clay didn't want to.
Oh, it's probably a coincidence. JJ must be a common name here.
We bumped into JJ at the manor house just before we left for the concert.
Oh,
sorry.
Pardon me, ma'am.
You did?
And I thought... This girl couldn't have written those letters. She wasn't even excited to meet us.
There you go.
She even got Clay's name wrong. Called him Carl.
There! You see? Would a stalker do that? I don't think so.
Betty, I know about the cottage. I know what she did with that squirrel.
No. She didn't do that.
I know you want to believe that. It's natural to defend someone you love. You think you know your sister. But Betty, she must be a goddamn good actress.
She really isn't. They always made her a sheep in the nativity. I was Mary. Look, Kirstine, I just need time. I'll clear JJ's name and I'll find out who really hurt your husband. I promise.
I guess you're real motivated to solve this, huh?
Very much so.
More so than before, I bet.
Well, yes. But regardless, you won't regret hiring me, Kirstine. You really won't.
Oh, come on, honey. You think I'm gonna keep you on the payroll now? I can't believe I have to spell this out. Betty! You're fired.
you feel that? The room has become much colder. Do you know what that means?
Ghost.
A ghost! It's a ghost!
We have made contact with the other side. Everybody, repeat after me. Spirit, are you there? Come on, repeat after me.
Spirit, are you there?
Good.
I'm scared.
It's all right, darling, it's not real.
Oh, it's very real, I'm afraid.
Spirit, give us a sign.
Oh, my chair's vibrating.
The spirit is trying to throw us from our chairs. Do you see how they shake, rattle and roll? They wish to break the circle. We must not let that happen. Look at that vase of flowers. It moves as if nudged by a spectral hand. We have angered the spirit. Oh no, we are plunged into darkness.
Turn the lights back on.
Gasp! Look! Gluing symbols on the wall. Over there. Look.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
the spirit has used its own ectoplasm to daub a curse upon the wall. We must send it away before it is too late.
I'm scared!
Can you pipe down, please?
Sorry, I think we'll have to leave.
You can't leave now. It's almost over. We'd have to open the door. Spirit, I command thee, thou shalt not befoul these good people's souls. Begone to the nether regions whence you came! I said, begone! And that concludes the seance experience.
Very nice one,
Bernard,
yes.
Open the doors.
Over, you were very brave.
If you'd like to exit the parlour by the door you came in through. Thank you.
Get an
goodbye.
Ice cream now.
If you'd like to tip, Bernard's holding a bucket.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
We don't get paid much. Tips are quite important, you know. No, no one cares. Okay. Oh, well, another one down. Oh, excuse me. Hello. Show's over. You have to leave now.
No, I don't think I will.
Beg your pardon? I said the show's over.
Oh,
you're the girl who fainted at the concert.
That's me. Hello again.
Oh, you're feeling better, I hope. Oh, what a terrible night that was. I'm still shaken. Bertha, wasn't it?
Betty, actually. Betty Armstrong. Private investigator.
Private investigator?
Yes, that's why I'm here. I've been interviewing park staff regarding Clayton Woodrow's fall from the Four Spurs mine train.
Have you? Well, not much point talking to me. You already know what I was doing. Scraping you off the floor.
Yes, and I'm very grateful. But what...
Not at all my pleasure. Oh, look at the time. I'm terribly sorry, Bertha.
Betty.
I have to reset the props for the next seance experience, so if you don't mind...
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead. I'll sit here while you work.
Oh, I suppose you could do that. All right, I'll just, go ahead then. What do you want to know?
I want you to tell me about this.
What's that?
My sister's diary. I was going through her things, looking for a letter that's nowhere to be found, and instead I found this.
Oh dear. Should you be violating her privacy like that?
It's just a work diary. See? Stock takes, meeting times, equipment repair, checklist for the concert.
Fascinating.
And this... See?
What? What am I looking at?
Here. Next to each date, a tiny circle. Some of them are filled in, some of them are partial.
Oh, it's the moon. They always print the phases of the moon in diaries.
You know, I thought that's what it was. But I just wanted to consult an expert, you know, just in case.
Well, that's me.
And I couldn't help but notice that the concert fell on a night where there was no moon at all.
Oh.
But see, back here, on the 6th of May. Oh, where is it? Here, look. JJ's written Clayton concert and then scribbled it out. Looks like they changed the date of the concert.
Yeah.
And look at this. On the 6th of May, it was a full moon.
This is a full moon.
Why do you think they changed it? In your expert opinion?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, full moons are known to bring out a little madness in people. Maybe they thought it was an inauspicious date.
Yes, I think you're bang on. Because I asked Parker about it, and he said it was George who insisted on changing the date.
Oh.
He threatened to pull out of the park altogether, unless they moved the concert to the 6th of May.
I don't really know why you're telling me this.
Because I thought you might know if George is superstitious. Does he believe in moon madness?
Well, I don't know.
Has he ever asked you for a reading to guide his business decisions, for instance?
Goodness, what on earth is happening out there? Sounds like a brawl.
Does it? I can't hear anything.
No, I'm sorry, you can't come in, I'm afraid.
Bernard, is everything all right?
Well, I was just telling these people that they'll have to come back later.
JJ and Parker are the bosses, dear.
Oh gosh.
Look at the lanyard, it says manager, doesn't it?
Yes, sorry about that.
Get us in.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. JJ, oh thank God, are you all right? Was it awful? No, it was... I'm fine.
Came straight here from the police station.
Did anyone see you?
I don't think so.
Good.
Well... we'll let you three have some privacy.
Wait, I've got a couple more questions. Take a seat, everyone.
What, us as well?
Shall I make us all a cup of tea or something stronger?
Yeah, get us a bottle of vodka from behind the bar, will you?
A bottle of vodka? How long is this going
to
take?
Well, there's quite a lot to discuss. Things we need to put in place.
You got a plan, Betty?
Sort of. Although there's a couple of things I need to find out first. And I need your help. Both of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bloody hell, can't we just drink and try to forget? You know that doesn't work. And might I remind you, the police are gathering a case against you as we speak. I thought we could base ourselves here while we figure things out. Nice and private, away from the manor.
You can't just take over my parlour.
So in answer to your earlier question, Magenta, we'll be here all day, and possibly tomorrow too.
But what about the seance experience?
Cancelled. Looks like we're having a lock-in, girls.
I'll go and get the voddy.
Now that's a bourbon. At long last. Not real chatty, are you, boy? Wonder what Kirstine sees in you. Ain't your personality. That's for dang sure. Let's put some music on. Figure he should be in the room while we talk. You a fan, Harry? Or should I say, Jacob.
You recognize me then?
Have to say, the fake name makes you look mighty suspicious, Jacob. You hiding from something? From little old me? Although I guess the real question is, why are you here?
The library? You told me to meet you here?
I meant in Claytonville.
I work here.
Oh, right. Big theme park fan, are you? Love a cowboy town, I bet.
Sure do.
Best part I find is the kitties running around the teepee.
You trying to rile me up, Bobby?
Have you seen the Claytonville Bird Show?
You trying to get me to talk? It ain't gonna work.
Come now, don't tell me you haven't seen the Running Eagle Bird Show. They got some English man doing tricks with cockatiels. Now that's entertainment. What am I saying? I am so sorry. I completely forgot. You a native, ain't you? And here I am, running my mouth off. Is that why you're hired by this place? You here as a, what they call it, a consultant on native matters.
What do you think?
I think they didn't ask you a damn thing.
Of course they didn't. But I told them what I thought as soon as I got here.
Oh, they didn't care, huh?
One of the managers, she promised to erect some sort of info board. Told me to write it all down for her. How they forced us off our ancestral land. And I did.
Info board never materialized, huh? Empty promises from the white folk. We do have a habit of lying to you people.
At least you admit it.
Oh, I'm not ashamed to own up to my imperfections, Jacob. Because I like them. Makes me who I am.
An asshole?
Your whiskey's low. Let me top you up there. Kirstine told me you from Oklahoma.
Kirstine told you that?
Oh, sure. We're real close. What tribe?
Oh, it'll mean something if I tell you, will it?
Sure.
Kiowa.
Oh, Kiowa. Kiowa, yeah. Would you like a pretzel?
Why do you ask me here, Bobby? What do you want?
I
want
to be 35 again with a healthy prostate. Barring that, I guess the first thing I'd like to know is who told Kirstine about Clay's progeny?
I don't know.
You told her.
If you're so sure, why'd you ask?
When did you tell her? How much does she know?
You know what? I just work here. I'm just working at a theme park, buddy.
Real cute. 10 years ago, Jacob, when you wormed your way into our lives, I thought you were just some pretty boy opportunist. Reckon you saw Christine and dollar signs lit up your eyes. And then, one of my men found you digging through our particulars. And I knew she was just a bonus. You were there for Clay. Hired to ruin a good man. Nothing lower than a private dick scrabbling around in other people's business. How'd you sleep at night?
It wasn't me who ruined him. And you know it. Time to take a good look in a mirror, asshole.
What you did to Clay? All those women with their brats popping up with their proof of paternity, threatening to go public unless Clay paid up, and now you're back. And Clay ends up dead. Coincidence? I think not. Who hired you this time, boy?
Maybe it's just serendipity. Us bumping into each other after all this time.
Why are you here? Why are you back in our lives?
Oh, are you scared of me, Bobby? I bet you wish your goons did a little more than rough me up 10 years ago, huh? Speaking of which, I got some hospital bills that still need a paying.
Was it Christine? Did she hire you? Did she hire you to kill Clay?
Don't give yourself a heart attack, man.
God damn it, if I had my gun with me, I'd put a hole right in your noggin.
What was that, Bobby? What would you do? Big boy with his big gun talking big words? Ugh, Jesus, man. Bobby, you okay? Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, hello? Hey, I think we need some help in here. Little Bobby D's collapsed. I think he might be dead.
Mockery Manor is written by Lindsay Sharman and directed by Lindsay Sharman and Lawrence Owen. Music, sound design, and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was Betty and JJ. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Clayton, and additional voices. John Henry Fall was Fennec and Bobby D. Christina Bianco was Kirstine. Luke Capasso was Harry/Jacob. Mark Restuccia was the police officer. And Madame Magenta and Bernard were themselves. Further additional voices by Lindsay Sharman. Consultancy on the Indigenous Peoples of the Americas by Luke Capasso. Mockery Manor is supported by Arts Council England National Lottery Project Grants and our wonderful patrons on Ko-fi. If you'd like to become one of them and help me and Lindsay keep making podcasts, tap the link in the show notes of this episode or go to longcatmedia.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.